The tour content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions.
Okay, so we're going to start off with something I just found in the Tshuvos of Rambam, which I plan on going over it tomorrow in Rambam B'Kiddush here. Actually, maybe I don't need to do it now that I'm doing it here. Whatever. So this is in... So we mentioned that with Ashrei. I don't know if any of you have had luck with this. I've still been rushing Ashrei. I'll get the second Ashrei because I'll beat myself up after the first Ashrei in Shacharis. And I'll be like, okay, the second time, like after, you know, a Tachanun, then I'll do it. But like, it's still a, what was it? Mincha? No, Mincha is the most rushed of them all. Okay. So I found this tshuva from the Rambam in the Shelat version. It doesn't have a number. Apparently he wrote this in, Arabic because this is a translation. So there's two questions here, but the second question is the one we want, which is, someone asked him about saying brachos and pesukei dezimra quickly. Okay, so here's what he says. V'amnam kriyas mea brachos, which we couldn't figure out why he says the reading of the 100 brachos, really should say saying of the 100 brachos, ohas miros, or zmiros, which is what we call pesukei dezimra. Okay, b'chipazon umihiros, if you say it hastily and quickly, chet gamor, this is a big chet. Okay, umish eno moche b'chazanim, someone who does not rebuke the chazanim. Okay, the context of this question was about what to do in shul. So if you see chazanim going fast, if you don't rebuke them, bazeh chote. Yeah, there you go. So, but if you don't stop them, then you're a chote. Okay, lefi shekol elu haavodos asher hin bedibor amnam hakavana behen hisbonenus im haamira. All of the services of God that occur through speech, the intent is to say them. To say them with contemplation, okay, with understanding. The chavin omran dato, and he should the one who says it should orient his mind. And then this is the part we got to when he walked in. That this is a very I've never seen the Rambam talk this way about saying brachos and reading pesukei dezimra. The yeda, and he should know sheim adon kol haolam hu medaber bahen, that he's speaking with the Lord of the universe. Okay, which is a good again. The whole reason we anthropomorphize God is because our emotions can relate to it, even though our intellects like have the correct idea. And again, if you ever have had the embarrassing experience of catching yourself davening and then asking, if I were talking to somebody this way, like, would I continue or want to change? You know, so I think that's the mentality. It says, Bein shivakesh bimena, whether you're asking from him, o yodelo, or giving thanks to him, vishabcho, or praising him, o yisaper pa'olav chasadav, or you're recounting his creations, his actions, and his kindnesses, which is Ashrei, o yisaper nifla'osav, bivruav, vichalto, or you're telling about his wonders with his creations and his omnipotence, which is Ashrei, be'eluhim haminim hakolim l'chol bracha me'abrachos, o zmiros, o pesukei dezimra. And what I just listed, he says, is all of the types that include every bracha of all the brachos and all the zmiros or all the pesukei dezimra. Okay, so all of that. Bekasher hakol hu dibur imo yisale, and when everything is, I think, said with, since everything is speech with God, exalted is he, eich tutor hamihirus bazeh, how could haste be permitted in this? All right. Hesach hadas mimash enemar, and distraction from what you're saying. Im lo etzel mi she'eno yodea mahu omer ve'eno mevino, or someone who doesn't know what he's saying and doesn't understand it. Ela dino b'tfilaso din hatuki v'ha'orev. The din of your tefillah is like the tefillah of a parrot or a bird. Okay, it's just like you're just blah blah blah. You know, you're just saying stuff without thinking. Orev, what does the footnote say for orev? I mean, I think we translate Orv as raven. He says, "Lefi ha'aga mistaberes b'makori ha'arabi u'belav nitchak l'targum lefi ha'gir sashel l'finion fashote." Okay, so he says, could also be an idiot. You're like an idiotic parrot. Okay, I think Tuki, I've heard people say Tuki is a parrot. I know I got to check. That might be, yeah. Let's see here. Tuki? Parrot. Yeah, okay, go. All right, yeah. I remember this from the I know that from the weirdest case. Okay, but whatever. Din hatuki v'orev. Actually, it's about this. B'meh sheli madnum mimilos b'nei adam. Of what they learned from human speech. Because of Moshe. And that's signed Rambam. So that's pretty big stuff. So like my next goal is like this. So I'm going to try an experiment. Okay. This is not, I didn't list this in my experiments yet, but I think I'm going to try this. So we've, you know, Ashrei, the word, the psukim Ashrei Yoshvei V'Yisachar Odia Luchza Ashrei Amshkakal Ashrei Amshkakal Ashrei Lahav is not part of Ashrei, right? But it clues you into the start of Ashrei. And I don't think I've ever not been aware that I'm starting Ashrei. Right. So what I'm going to try to do since there's a natural division between that and Tehillah LeDavid, is I'm going to try, after I say that, I'm going to set an intention, not a neder, that after I say the two psukim of Ashrei, I will pause for 2 seconds. And then I'll go on. Okay. And then hopefully the pause will allow me to remember this Rambam, and I'll try saying it, you know, better. Okay. We'll worry about tefillah and brachos later on. Okay. Like that's a much bigger thing. The way I know about this is actually very ironic. When we first started going to Hawaii, after we were Jewish, when we started going to Hawaii, we were going to the Chabad there. And actually, maybe I shouldn't record this. Okay. Yeah. I'll stop it here.
If you've gained from what you've learned here today, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/RabbiSchneeWeiss. Alternatively, if you would like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweiss Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is at Matt-Schneeweiss, and my Zelle/ChaseQuickPay and PayPal are MattSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with the financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. If you would like to sponsor an article, shiur, or podcast episode, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or tutor, you can reach me at RabbiSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening. Thank you to my readers for reading. And thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.